I want to ask you a question this morning. It's very heartfelt. Is joy and peace possible in your life? I want to ask you that this morning. It's very heartfelt. You know, you may be asking yourself, that question this morning. Is joy and peace really possible in this upside down, topsy-turvy world that we live in? I'll tell you what, you know, we're going along, everything seems to be going great. Then out of nowhere, wham, somebody kicks you, or something kicks you, or something happens in your life. And you look around and you say to yourself, God, is really, can I have peace and joy in my life again? Can I do that? Can it ever be possible again? You know, I tell you what, your world could be turned absolutely upside down, but I want to tell you something here this morning. You can have that peace and joy back in your life this morning. I'm going to tell you, you can. You know what? I don't care if it feels like you've been kicked in the stomach and hit up alongside the head. I don't know. You know, all the spiritual wind has been taken out of your sails. You know, listen, it can happen to the mature Christian just as well as it can happen to a young Christian. It's happened to me in my life. It's happened to a lot of you in here. I mean, I hear it this morning in testimony. I've seen it in people's lives. And I know I've preached on this so many times before, but I tell you, I want you to know something this morning. Peace and joy in your life is still possible, no matter what you're going through. And everyone in between. It happens to preachers. It happens to Sunday school teachers. I'll tell you what, it can happen to deacons, it can happen to youth leaders, it happens to song leaders. I'll tell you what, and everyone in the sound of my voice here this morning has faced it, or will face it, whenever you seem like you've been knocked down and kicked to the side. I'll tell you what, I believe this morning with all my heart that God has a message here this morning, and I believe that I want to, look at John 14:27, if you want to turn there with me, please. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Listen to that. Not as the world giveth peace. Give I unto you, let not your hearts be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. I can stand upon that word this morning. I can stand and preach it to you this morning with confidence, knowing what my Lord and Savior said right there. He said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. I want to tell you something this morning. If you're here this morning, and I'll get into this a little bit later, but if you're here this morning and do not know Jesus as your Savior, I want to tell you something this morning. You do not know what true peace is. You don't know. And I'll tell you what, even us as Christians, I'll tell you what, there are times that we walk through this life and we are trying to serve God and do what He wants us to do. And sometimes it seems like that peace and that joy can be taken from us just like that. You know what? It seems like it. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come with nothing but thanksgiving in my heart. I want to praise You this morning. I want to thank You, Father, for Your love, for Your mercy. I want to thank You for Your word this morning. I want to thank You for Your Holy Spirit, Lord, that goes amongst us, Lord. I praise You for that. I ask You, Father, this morning now to be with our church family here today, Lord. I pray that You would open up hearts and minds here this morning. I pray, Father, that we would look to You for our strength, for our hope, for our joy and our peace. In Jesus' name we ask, and amen. You know what? It could be health-related. It could be, you know, brothers and sisters, it could be a spouse that decides that, you know what, that you caught cheating on you or no longer wants to be with you. It could be a sudden unexpected death in the family. It could be a member of a close friend, you know what? Or how about a child doing something? How about that? You know what? That absolutely rips the joy and peace out of your life. How about someone you thought was a friend? How about that this morning? And you've helped out so many times, turning their back on you. How about that? Has anybody ever had that? Haven't you? I have to raise your hands for me. But I'm just asking you the question this morning. Maybe right now you're feeling like you don't have peace right now, but your world is upside down, and you really don't know that you can get it back. You really don't know that. Listen to me. Here it tells you in John 14:27. It tells me and you that you can have that peace back. Because why? Because the same, our Lord and Savior said, my peace, He said, I give unto you. But I want to tell you something this morning. You can have that peace and joy back in your heart. John 16:33 tells us this. These things I have spoken unto you, that ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I want you to know something this morning. The God that we serve, He sent His Son to die upon a cross that you and I can overcome these things that faces us. Praise God this morning. I tell you what, I know right now it seems like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. I want to tell you something. We went bike riding up the rails of trails here a few years ago. And we went through one of the tunnels. The one was like 9/10 of a mile long. When I started through on that tunnel, the light on the other end of it looked, and I kid you not, looked like it was that big on the other end. And I was thinking to myself, I didn't have a light on my bike. I didn't have none of that stuff. I was thinking to myself, you know what? I'm going to get in the middle of this thing and I'm going to be caught. I'm going to be trapped. And sure enough, as I started through it, there was mud in there. And I couldn't pedal. I had to get off and I had to push that bike through that tunnel. I don't know. Maybe you've just started through your tunnel today. Maybe you have. I don't know what's going on in your life, but I can tell you this. Do not get discouraged. Things may get rough. You may start walking. You may have to get off, and you may have to be helped to push. But I'm telling you, right now, Jesus Christ is there for us. Amen. Amen. He's there. And I know it sounds like, you know, you would say, well, yeah, that's fine. I know. Maybe you started through that tunnel right now. Maybe the light looks like it's very small on the other end. Maybe you can't even see the light. But I'm going to tell you right now, I pushed my way through that tunnel. We got to the other side. The farther we kept going, the light kept getting bigger. And I want to tell you something right now, no matter what it seems like you're going through, keep on keeping on. Keep on serving the Lord. Because I want to tell you something, the light's going to get bigger. The tunnel, the light at the end of the tunnel is going to get bigger. It's going to get brighter for you. You can trust Jesus. We can trust Him, the plan that He has for your life. You can trust what He's got going on in your life right now because the God that we serve is able to bring you through it and He knows what's best in your life. I tell you what, I don't know. Sometimes I look at things going on that's happened in my life and I thought, Lord, you know, is that really for the best? You know, is that really for the best? And you know what? When I get to the other side and see what He had going on, you know what? Yes, it was for my good. It was for my good. There's a song out there that said, for my good and for His glory. And I believe that today. One of these days you'll be able to stand up on the other side of this, and if you're able to, whoever it is, and you'll be able to raise your hand and say, God, I know why. I know why now. We can trust Jesus. I want you to look at the eagle. The eagle is dependable and will hold its place in its territory. That's what an eagle will do. You know what that? Most other birds migrate. The eagle does not migrate. The eagle stays right in its territory. Did you also know that whenever a storm's coming, other birds fly in fear? But guess what the eagle does? It energizes it. You know what? An eagle will fly and catch the wind of those storms and fly above it. That's what it will do. That's what an eagle does. The eagle stands against the storm. You know, it'll do that. It'll rise above what the storm has to throw against him. I believe God is looking for men and women, brothers and sisters, who like the eagle have vision. You know what? Who can see with their spiritual eyes. That's what He's got. You know what? And can stand against the storms that's coming against Him. God wants us to be like the eagle. He wants us to be dependable. He wants us to be focused. He wants us to be fearless. God, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Amen? You know what? The eagle doesn't run. And you know what? The devil's going to come against us, Tom. I wrote this thought down, but I want to tell you this right now. You know what? I wish I could tell you this is going to be the last time that you're going to be kicked in the stomach, hit up the side of the head. I wish I could tell you that. I would be lying to you if I told you that. I wish I'd be lying to you if I told you that. I tell you, I believe with all my heart, if we are serving God and doing what He wants us to do, we are going to face tribulation in this life. And it ain't going to be just once. It may be time and time again. I don't know. But I can guarantee you this morning, the same God, you know, that stands up there watching over, will go with us through all this stuff. Yes, you're facing the battle of your life now. Satan's wanting you to lose not only your joy, but your spiritual focus. But I want to tell you something this morning, brothers and sisters, don't let him have right away in your life. 1 Peter 5:8 tells us this. And I say this scripture a bunch because I want you to get this into your heart. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. I'll tell you what, he's walking there. He would love nothing more than to devour what you've got going on in your life, to tear everything down in your life, not just part of it. He wants it all. Let's don't let him do that. Let's don't let him do that. You know what? In Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, folks. Our battle, we've got to understand and realize who our battle's against, Dale. We've got to realize that today. You know what? The devil will use everything he can against us, whoever he can against us. Our battle's not with them. Our battle's with him. He loves it when your joy's gone. He loves it when the problems in this world take our focus off of what the main goal should be. He loves it. You know what? That's to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, that he came to seek and to save those which were lost. Not only sitting in the sound of my voice here today, but all those we come in contact with down through this day. I'll tell you what. Again, I wish I could tell you it was the last time we'd ever face trouble, but it's not going to be. Satan's going to take the joy and peace out of our life sometimes. I will not tell you God will put more on you than what you can bear. I think I've showed you that. I've done preached that probably enough. He doesn't say that he won't put more on you than what you can bear. He doesn't say that. But you know what? There are times and problems we face that drive us to our knees. Amen. Break our hearts. Make us doubt. Steal our joy and our peace. That will happen. There's more than what we can bear alone. And that's true. There could be more problems than what we can bear alone. But you realize we don't have to bear it alone? We don't have to. I'm not talking about your spouse beside of you. I'm not talking about the ones that come to this church. And they can have, and they will be a great comfort to you. But praise God, the greatest comfort that I've ever had in this life is when I put my trust totally in Jesus Christ. There are more than what we can bear. More than what we can bear. I want to tell you this, and this is a promise from God. You know what? And he will be with you through it all. In the third epistle of John, Paul wrote this to Jairus, the elders unto the well-beloved Jairus, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as my soul prosper. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth. Now listen to this. In verse 4, I have no greater joy. Paul's saying this, I have no greater joy than to hear my children walk in the truth. You want joy? Right there it is. That my children walk in the truth. Amen. I have no greater joy. I have no greater joy than to see people really blessed and touched and to see souls on fire for God and to see people come and give their lives over to Jesus Christ. No greater joy. I say this, can we have joy back and get peace back in our life? I want to say with a resounding yes, yes, yes you can. Yes we can. And I believe with all that I have in my heart this morning that you will experience peace again in your life one day. I believe it. We get through this. Yes we can. The hard part is, you know, that to some of us, is some of them can't get back. You know why? We must put all our trust, our focus back on Jesus Christ is why. The one who gave us the true peace to begin with. That's where we have to put our focus or trust on. You know what? So many times the devil wants us to get focused on, you know, this individual is doing something to us or has done something, and we put all of our focus on that and see what the devil's done. He's got it off of Jesus Christ, and then we start to lose that peace and that joy in our lives. He does that. We don't have to let what's going on around us define what peace and joy is in our heart. In order to find peace in unsettling times, folks, we've got to put first things first. We've got to gain peace with God first. If you're sitting here this morning and you do not know Jesus as your personal Savior, I want to tell you something this morning, and I'll say it again. You are not going to have true peace in your life. The plain fact of the matter is outside of Christ, you are considered an enemy. And what do enemies do? If you do not know Christ, you're considered His enemy. And if you're an enemy, enemies fight one another. And you know what? If you do not know Jesus Christ this morning, you are His enemy. And you will not find peace with Him that way. You will not do it. If you do not know Jesus as Savior, you will not have true peace. Isaiah 57:20 tells us, "But the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked." There is no peace. But Jesus said that we can be a child of God. And there's a huge difference, folks, between being an enemy and a child of God. Can you say amen to that? Amen. There's a big difference. God doesn't want to be your enemy. If He wanted to stay your enemy, He would have never sent His Son to die upon the cross. Don't ever let the devil deceive you and tell you that. Now, for those of us who know Jesus has been and have been knocked down, there's many of us in here that's been that way. How can we find that joy and peace back in our life? Number one, we have to understand that God is sovereign. We have to understand that. God's proposal will be thwarted by anyone. Anyone. It will not. Anything that He proposes to do, it will not be destroyed or distorted by anyone or anything. It cannot be. It won't be. God's plan is His plan, and you will not get Him out of that plan. He is sovereign. Amen. He is sovereign. Understand, we have to adopt a biblical mindset, folks. We have to do that. There are two causes of war, selfishness and pride. There are two causes. And folks, I want to tell you something frankly. The world's value system is full of that. Am I right? Selfishness and pride. That's what causes. But the people who adopt a biblical mindset where Christ is in it, where Christ is centered, and other people are centered in their lives also, those people will find peace and joy in their life. They can find it. But we've got to get Christ at the center of it. We have to put others, and we've got to put others as we focus on others. Amen? A biblical mindset is one that believes that God's Word is correct above all else. You say amen to that? I believe God's Word is correct above all else, no matter what they want to say. Folks, we need to pray about everything. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 tells us, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God." And listen to verse 7. "And the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through" who? Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Pray. 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 You say, "Well, I do pray." Pray more. Pray. You know, the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. That's what it tells us. The average person. Why does it do that? You know, the average person has more than 200 negative thoughts a day. Did you understand? I've never sat down and counted. I'm just going by what these statistics say. And they say that somebody that's depressed has over 600 of them. Negative thoughts a day. Listen to me. If you can't eliminate all this stuff. You can't eliminate every bit of it. But I tell you what we can do. We can get it down. If we put our mind, we'll pray without ceasing and say, "God, I'm going to put my mind, my focus, and everything that I do on Jesus Christ." And you know what? And I believe we can get a lot of this stuff out of our minds. The devil wants to steal your joy. He wants to get you down. And believe you me. And folks, we need to live in obedience. You may be saying, "Well, that's a no-brainer." I want to ask you something right now. I'm going to ask you this. Adriana, have you ever disobeyed your parents? And if you have, what was the consequences of it? It's pretty bad, wasn't it? That's exactly right. I don't mean to put her on the spot, but I'm just telling you. If you disobey God, what do you think the consequences of that's going to be? You think it's going to be any better? No, it's not going to be any better. That's why I say obedience, and you may think it's a no-brainer, but sometimes, you know what, folks? I think we're disobedient sometimes, and we think that it's okay, and we think that we can go on about our day, our lives, and think that God's just going to let it go. I'm going to tell you right now, that's not the way it is. That's not the way it is. Living in disobedience to your Heavenly Father has the same result. Sin hampers our joy. Sin will hamper our peace. It'll do that. But obedience brings peace. So if you want peace, live in obedience, folks. Amen. And we have to live in anticipation. We have to live in anticipation, folks. You know what? Of heaven? Are you looking forward to the time when we see the Savior face to face? Are you looking forward to that time? I'm looking forward to it. You know what? You know what? Listen to this. No more suffering. No more death. No more wars. No more pain. You know what? Only perfect bliss in the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and God. Amen. Philippians 3:20-21. "For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile bodies, that we may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself. Hey, that's good news right there, amen?
Amen.
That's pretty good news, right? I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to one of these days not having colds, not having the flu, not having to worry about cancer, not broken homes. I'm worried about people not going hungry, and I can go on and on and on. Why? Because, brothers and sisters, I'm anticipating that one of these days, and I know it, heaven is better than what we're facing down here. Man, why? Doesn't that bring joy to your heart? Doesn't that just lift you up and say, God, thank you. Thank you. Brothers and sisters, we've got to read His Word. We have to read His Word and keep it upon our lives. I like Lamentations 3:22-23. You know what that? Anybody ever heard that? Lamentations verses chapter 3:22-23. You'll know what it is whenever I read it. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because His compassion fail not. Now listen to this. They are new every morning. Every morning. Great is His faithfulness. I'm telling you here today, every day, His mercy is restored new upon you. Upon you. Praise God. Does that not bring joy to your heart? I'll tell you what, I need it. I don't know about you. I need it to bring joy and the peace of my life every day. I need it. I am grateful for that promise. Are you at peace with God? Let me ask you that one more time. Seriously, honestly, here today, ask this question to yourself. Are you at peace with God? Are you at peace with God this morning? Because if you cannot say that, I want to tell you something right now. And I'll say this before. Run, don't walk to this altar. Get up here this morning. You know what? Find the peace that only Jesus Christ can give. I know there's a lot going on. I know there is. You know what? I believe though, with all that I'm standing here this morning, God give me this message for me, for you, and for whoever else in here, that He'd give this message for a reason. You know what? Is it possible to have peace and joy in this world we live in? Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. But it's only through Him. It's only by us keeping our hand totally in Him. Amen? That's what it is. Amen.